Having a clear Sunday rest day implied that all rest and all worship of God took place on one day in the week. The phrase Sunday best still lurks in our English language. Although today very few people would wear their smartest and finest clothes on a Sunday, wearing your Sunday best was very important for a long time. We may not wear Sunday best clothes anymore, but for many people we worship God on a Sunday, and that is our Sunday best. This is important and right. Worshipping God with the very best that we have is a good instinct. But if we're not careful, we can slip into the trap of believing that we only worship God on one day a week. Somewhat shockingly, in the book of Amos, God explodes, "I hate, I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in solemn assemblies." As the passage goes on, it becomes clear that God hates festivals because the people assumed that that was all they needed to do. They went to the temple, worshipped God, and then went back to abusing the poor and acting unjustly in the rest of their life. Now, as then, God requires the whole of our lives to reflect worship, prayer, justice and righteousness, Monday to Saturday, as well as on Sunday. Christianity is not a one-day-a-week religion. It's a faith that should flow outwards in everything we say and do, at work and at home, with colleagues and with friends and family. God calls each one of us to live lives which reflect our faith every hour of every day, and not just to have a Sunday best faith.